With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Simon Brett is a BBC producer in London who has written the 11th in a series of whodunits featuring his hero sleuth, a middle-aged actor named Charles Perris. In Dead Giveaway, Charles Perris becomes a guest on a TV game show.
Which is, I think, the most demeaning thing that's ever happened to him, where in this game show you have four people of given professions. Members of the public have to guess which profession goes with which person. And they wanted to have an actor for no apparent reason, but they wanted an actor that nobody would recognise. And so they wouldn't have seen him on television, they wouldn't have seen him in the theatre.
The game show host is murdered, and needless to say, Charles Perris cracks the crime. Simon Brett notes that mystery writing has changed since the 30s and 40s, when all that mattered was whodunit.
There are no good puzzles left. I mean, there are one or two, but that vein was so exhausted that very few people now sit down to write a mystery where the only interest is which of five interchangeable characters committed the murder.
The whodunit element is still there in today's mystery writing, but it's not the primary thing.
You do get these books where the background is more important. You get books where the psychology is much more important. I mean, Ruth Rendell, that kind of Patricia Highsmith, these people who are writing about the sort of morbid psychology of the murderer. And you get other books where humour is dominant. Even love interest you're now getting in crime.
Simon Brett says mystery writers on each side of the Atlantic do best when they write what they know about.
English, writing hard-boiled private eyes in Chicago or wherever, generally fail. And equally, I think Americans writing cosy English mysteries, for me, tend to fail because they just make too many tiny mistakes.
Simon Brett, whose latest Charles Perris mystery is Dead Giveaway, published by Scribner's. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The 11th Charles Perris murder mystery by Simon Brett, Dead Giveaway, says a lot about British television. Brett's hero becomes a panelist on a daytime game show just when the show's host is murdered. Simon Brett, who is a BBC producer, complains that British TV is becoming more and more American.
The number of game shows and things is growing by the day. And the BBC is quite as guilty as independent television in this. So there are a lot of, well, programmes that don't appeal necessarily to the highest intellectual
sort of can't believe that.
Values.
Brett notes that Americans are more geared up to perform on the game shows.
They're prepared to show their emotions and jump up and down and scream and weep and all this, whereas the reticent British public, they don't like exposing themselves in this way on television. They're getting better, if better is the word. They're getting more extrovert.
They're even running American football on British TV.
The refrigerator is big news in Channel 4 viewing, which is bizarre, but because nobody in England understands American football. People sit and watch mesmerised by the pictures and sort of with disbelief thinking, is this real? Are they really doing this?
When you leave the United States to go back to England, would you please take Benny Hill back with you?
Yes, I wish. I'm amazed. I mean, I just cannot think how he ever got across the channel.
I don't know how he got through customs.
I am, on behalf of my great nation, ashamed.
You should be very apologetic.
I am.
However, we're giving you horrible game shows and football, so
I guess
it works out evenly.
Yes, it's a kind of trade.
That's mystery writer Simon Brett, whose latest Charles Perris novel, Dead Giveaway, was published by Scribner's. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.